For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Recently, around 50 young adults, ages 18 to 25, gathered in the Richland, Maine Library in Columbia. All of them, in some capacity, were activists, hoping to gain the skills to guide change in their own communities with the training of the Obama Foundation as members of its newly minted Community Leadership Corps, or CLC.
One thing we always do is we always start with rules of respect, because we acknowledge that we are going to talk about some serious things. We come from different backgrounds, different perspectives.
That's Antoinette Carroll, the founder, president, and CEO of Creative Reaction Lab. Carroll founded Creative Reaction Lab in response to the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, and works to educate and train young people to engage with communities and work towards racial equity, particularly for Black and Latinx populations.
This is going to be very interactive. I am not only going to just briefly go over language.
Creative Reaction Lab is one of the Obama Foundation's partner organizations enlisted to help with training in the three cities where the CLC is kicking off: Chicago, Phoenix, and Columbia. According to Obama Foundation Community Associate Kelsey Wharton, Columbia fit well into the landscape the foundation wanted to reach with the CLC.
As we were developing out our programming, we knew that we really wanted to emphasize geographic diversity in our work. You know, the Obama Foundation is focused on inspiring, equipping, and empowering the next generation of civic leaders as well as community citizens. That story is one that takes on a lot of different diversity across this nation. There's a story to be told in each one of the cities, and we're just super excited to be engaging with young folks here in Columbia.
Wharton said that when fielding applicants for the CLC, they looked for young adults who were already getting to work.
We want to see if you have a commitment to civic engagement already. Is there something that has you just fired up and really excited to, you know, get active? And then also, like, fearlessness. Like, are you, you know, willing to put yourself out there and put your hand up and, you know, say, hey, I see an issue.
One of the youngest of the chosen participants is Danny Flores, a 19-year-old graduate of Dreher High School, who now works as a full-time Spanish interpreter at local hospitals.
I really want to create a community here for queer Latinx people like myself, because I feel like we're not represented, and I feel like there are a lot of queer Latinx people here in Colombia, but they're just too scared to come out, too scared to come out to their families and friends. And so I really want to create a community for us and unite that community.
Fellow participant Hazel Bridges, a 25-year-old student of USC Law, said she hopes the foundation can help her funnel her passion for education into activism.
I come from a family of educators, so I know that South Carolina, we have our challenges when it comes to education. So being able to create collaborative solutions to think about what is the purpose of education, what do we want our students to learn, that is hopefully what I would like to change and create a project centered around the youth and their education and mentorship moving forward.
Bridges, Flores, and the other Columbia CLC participants will each recruit two peers in the coming months to help implement a community program of their choosing, and they'll reconvene later in the summer to discuss their progress. In the meantime, Community Associate Kelsey Wharton says he's confident that they'll have no trouble hitting the ground running in Columbia.
The work that's happening here is inspiring for us because we get to see, you know, what leadership and what that youthful energy looks like here in the city. So we're really proud to be here in Columbia, and we're super excited for all that's coming up.
To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.